Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Ricky, what's good?
I'm so sick, bitch.
I know.
I'm actually so sick. Like, I literally am so hungover right now. Like, you guys don't understand, like, how shitty I feel right now. Like, honestly, I feel so disgusting. And I haven't eaten anything, girl. All of it was
so
consuming
skinny,
alcohol.
So hot.
Girl, my pants are so big right now. Really, girl. Like, honestly, it's giving cute 24. You jealous?
24 is, like, big sickly for me. That's, like... very not healthy.
Yeah, girl. How you doing? You
I'm
look
fine.
Well.
Do I, girl? First
yes,
of all,
girl. She just got out of bed. Ow, as you can
no,
see.
No, I'm dead. First of all, this is very, like, you know, getting outside the bed for tour.
Girl, you know? It's a Fendi print song for me. You so Nicki Minaj.
I'm not.
Yes.
I was like, the thing is, it's raining outside. When it's raining outside, like, I do not feel like,
girl.
I don't feel like getting ready at all. So I woke up, took a shower, stuff like that. I was like, okay, you know, I always wear a hood. So I was like, you know what? It's getting very more so like, You know our new setup, you see our full outfits, and I'm like, ugh. Mm-mm.
The thing is with me, I was going to mess around, like, get, like, a regular outfit, but I was like, you know, I got here on time.
Is this not regular?
Huh? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I was like, something like this. Like,
oh,
I was, like,
you went more dressed down.
I had to dress up a little bit because you said, yeah, people can see our full entire outfit. So I'm
it's
like, yeah.
Fine. You know, you see, they look like bedrooms, you know, the slippers are mine.
Girl, they just give me much Bed Bath & Beyond, babes.
The slippers are Marnie.
Yes, come on.
The
what
pants are friendly, the hoodie is by me, and the socks are from JCPenney.
Get into it. Who is the D-Rack from?
Oh, Amazon.
Period.
Yeah, you know.
Girl, you do look clean, though.
This is fine, girl. I just feel very relaxed. I feel very chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, girl.
Oof, girl.
It's with me, my ankles, girl. I was trying to hide it, girl.
Yeah, and the thing is also, too, like, when I wear sweatpants or stuff like that, I wear, like, the flared ones. You know
yeah,
what I'm
girl,
saying?
This
is, like,
to
my ankles. Like, this is...
Girl, look how skinny your ankles are, girl.
I'm our biggest bitch. I never had kinkles. I never been a kinkle type of bitch. So you cannot clog me, girl. At 400 pounds, you was like, you don't have kinkles. I said, you were expecting kinkles, bitch. I remember you talking about... You saw my face. You said, you don't have kinkles. I said, the fact that you thought I had kinkles...
I can't listen to you. I said, oh my God.
I said, well, you said you don't have kinkles. I said, am I supposed to?
I was actually so surprised. I was like, oh my God.
That word is just so kinkles. Kinkles, that's rough.
Kinkles, girl. That's sick.
I'm so sorry. Kids are just mean. I didn't know the word kinkles until like some girl at school was just like, oh my God, bitch, you got kinkles. Shoot, that flat. I'm like, what the fuck is kinkles, bitch? And I Googled that. I said, that's wrong. Now that's wrong. Kids are so mean in school.
Girl, I'm sorry. I ain't got kinkles, girl.
No, I don't have kinkles. Yeah. Well.
Well, we're talking about our favorite topic, girl.
So you guys really do love when we talk about our experiences, you know, situations. So we're going to give you what you guys want. You know what I'm trying to say? What you want, we shall give you, you know?
Yes!
So today we're talking about just like our awful dating stories. And the thing is, we're getting more into nitty gritty with just dating.
We're like, getting older, friends. Girl. And at this point, girl, it's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but we're just going to walk you back through like...
What is like, okay, when you went on an awful date, what is like one thing that you will never forget from it? Like, it's like that moment.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, for me, it's different. Dating for me has never really been awful. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, my dating experiences, like, is really, they're always very well. Like, I don't know.
You're always just, like, with a man with a car.
It's always, like, my dating experiences are very, like, fab. Like, I don't really have, I'm sorry.
I hate a bitch like you.
No, because it's true.
No, that's true, because I've never seen you actually have an awful day. Like, you go to date, you're like, okay, like, that was amazing.
Yeah, I've never really had an awful day. It's like, if we don't connect, we don't connect. At the end of the day, we can still leave here, like, as friends. Like, I always date as going into friends. It's never giving more so, like... You know what I'm saying?
You're fucking lying right now.
Well, I'm not. I am.
You're not.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like I feel like you know when you go on these dates with these people or whatever.
We're friends.
It's not even friends.
If we're not in a relationship,
I know how you move.
You do. If we're not in a relationship, then what are we? Friends.
I'll say acquaintances.
That's no. I guess you say even better.
You lose that word loosely now.
No.
Friend.
When I say it's a friend, girl.
You just don't know what else to say. Yet.
Yeah, girl.
You.
Friend for me is like a rain. You know what a rain is?
No.
A rain is like, no, a rain gives very much like sugar, but.
What is this?
A rain is like sugar. Like a rain.
What does that mean? I've never
heard of it. It's a New York linker. A rain is very...
Oh, my I'm God. Sorry, there she go, girl.
I'm sorry. You are
such a New York bitch.
Yeah, I'm a Bronx bitch at the end of the day. Anyways, sorry. Let me get back to my LA.
God, oh, my God, girl.
No. But a rain is like a sugar. Piece. No, it's like a like someone who takes care of you. Like a sugar, like a rain.
Like a sugar
my
daddy.
Rain, like...
Your sponsor.
Basically.
You have a sponsor?
I don't, but that's what they give. They don't. I don't. I just talk to people who aren't like me.
That is true, honestly.
That's it.
I would say
you're like, how, bitch, we just, it gives the same. I'll tell you.
But how the hell does that always happen for you, girl? I always try to mess with people who are like me, girl.
Because you attract what you attract. And I attract
I don't know
what
it is, because I feel like you think I'm easy?
Is that a question? Ricky is the most easiest bitch ever.
Like, you know, you can really talk a good game and take me home.
Ricky, honestly, it doesn't take much for you to be impressed. It doesn't take much for you to do anything.
Girl, I be in heat.
Always.
That's what they about me. I'm trying to learn, is it like getting older and like dating whatever? Girl, I have to stop the whole rendezvous.
What do you mean?
Like I told you, girl, I go to date, girl. I'm like, oh, I just want to hook up with you so bad.
It's so easy. You don't let nobody wait.
I nothing. I take him right back home. I'm like, yeah, let's go back to my place.
You don't, there's no suspense. There's no like, I want to get to more. It's like, damn, bitch. You just such, you just
I don't just give it up.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's not worth it. If I feel like it's not worth it, girl, I just want like a quick little fun.
That's a good point.
I need to close shop, though. She needs to be closed.
It's time to roll down the gates.
Right. It's me trying to be, you know, closed up.
No, but it really is easy. Like, no, it really is. I've been doing some time, like, how did we get here so quickly? Because one thing about Ricky, wherever we go, he's leaving here with something.
I am, bitch.
No, it's so easy for Ricky.
It's so, I'm like,
and the thing is, I'm like, this bitch, it's because this girl has no standards. When she's drunk.
When I'm drunk, bitch, I hook up anybody, girl.
It's when you're drunk, but you're a girl. When we go out, the girl's always drunk. So it's like always.
Girl, right? I'm like, ooh. But I mean, yeah, I feel like the...
What?
I am really the easy.
You are. We've talked about this. I'm like, girl.
It's just like, you know, like I said, girl, you know, I'm just here for the fun. That's it. But I need you better, though.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
You're not easy.
I'm not, but I've never been like, you know how I am. It really takes a lot. That's why, girl. Yeah, that's why I mean, you know, that's why I do what
you attract the right one.
You know what I mean? It takes a lot. It gets damn, like, I gotta work. Yes, bitch, the fuck you thought this was?
Yeah, girl.
It's like, damn, why I can't? No, not too much yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, I feel like my dating experiences like pick me up from the airport.
You always get there, girl. You, like I said, you always have guys with cars, money, all that type of stuff. With me, girl, no car, no money. Can't even call me an Uber. Girl, I'm feeling so bad, girl. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, yeah, but the thing is, too, like, I'm all about spoiling each other. You know what I'm trying to say? So I like that.
All right, Glorilla. Yes. No. It's 50-50.
It doesn't have to be 50-50. It can be 100 this time and then you get 100 next time. It doesn't...
Ooh.
We can split the bill, but I'd rather just take the whole thing. The
ooh! Girl, let me get one of y'all, girl. I didn't
Rick,
get one of
you. You know I'm so like that. Girl, it gives very much so like, girl, I got it. Like, it's never give like, oh, look.
Girl, I can't stand that, girl.
You know, the bitch was trying to itemize shit. Girl.
Well, I got the steak. No. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? I pay for you and you pay for me the next time and that's just how we go. We can do this 50-50. I like when we fight over it, though. I'd be like, fine, I guess.
You be that girl, sir.
I am that girl.
You be that girl, sir.
I am that bitch.
So are you going to take the bell? No, I got it. No.
I don't even ask. I look at it and I just, you know, if I really do want to touch, I take like 2 minutes to get to my, and if you don't beat me, bitch, you just wait. And I'm like, I know what type of bitch you are.
Girl, that's the most saddest thing, girl. I'll be checking, girl. I'll be like, well, let me see. You got it, right? I always get those.
No, but I feel like it's just like, I don't know, it's just the overall, it's just like a mindset. Like, I remember even to like, we used to go to Orlando, stuff like that. You know, you used to have my friends pick me up.
You thought she... Yeah, girl, holding the gun. It was a Hellcat, right?
No, it was an R8.
Oh, wow.
Audi R8.
Wow, girl. That was bad.
Pick me up from the airport, bitch. Both tall. He was like, what, 6'4"? We both the same.
He's honestly fine.
You wouldn't say that before.
Shut up.
You didn't see the potential.
I was like, I didn't think he was cute at first. And then, like, when he, like, you know... grew up, I was like, oh, he fine.
Girl, it was the same. No, he grew up. It was just, you know, it was a Florida. I tried calling him for his birthday, but he didn't pick up. I think he has a new number. I miss him. Good friend.
Fine. I know all your people's names, girl.
I loved that we was both Capricorns. It was fine. I mean, that's why. Never did. He was always
He probably single. Has one now.
No, I don't think so.
Girl, oh, probably. Yeah. That would be surprised,
yeah. That's always the case, girl. But yeah, you still have that. I mean,
so all your dating stories are good. All mine are fucking awful.
You have good dating stories.
No, I don't. Remember the time I told you about that guy who literally, he didn't know me the whole entire day, and then as soon as we got home, we hooked up. He was like, I know who you are.
You're lying.
Yeah, girl.
That's
like,
how
it
usually is, though.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
why
good,
you lying?
Though. That's cute.
You gonna lie to me, and then when you get these cookies, you then want to mess up and tell me you know who I am? That's fucking annoying.
That's so hard, though. I don't like that.
Girl, it's so hard dating in our lifestyle, girl. That's why, girl, I'm on up and up only.
Not up and up only. I don't. It's all about the person for me. You know what I'm saying?
Is it really?
Yes, I've told you that. It is. However, I would like my person to have something. But it's. I really don't be looking for, like, you see, like, I really don't be looking for a status.
Denzel, you're not about to get in this podcast and tell that bold-faced lie.
Explain.
We dead asses are like, yes, you said, I'm sorry. I need me a rich nigga. Rich.
I do, but it's about the person, too. Like, money is just money. Like, but also, too, like, I'd rather be with somebody.
You said, I need somebody to take care of me. Like, I'm sorry, this lifestyle. I'm tired of spending my own money.
That's fine.
The amount of texts that we have. We about do, you saying,
but,
I want to see
but, okay, me. Okay. But let me switch up what I'm saying.
Okay.
I do want that, but if I could actually date someone like that, that'd be fab. But, like, actually, I have to, like, we're different. You can force yourself to like somebody.
I can't anymore.
You can't anymore? See, Ricky's changed. Ricky used to do that. I can't do that. If you have money, you rich and all that, and I hang out with you and you're lame, I'm out.
Ooh, yeah, girl.
I'm not the type to be like, oh, well, you got money. Girl, I could give two fucks. So that's what I mean, like, it's more about the person, but I'm trying to look for the person in those rooms.
I know that's right, girl.
You know? Yeah. That's pretty much it. And just dating, like, I don't know. Dating is just so, like...
I hate it. I really hate it.
I like it.
I don't like dating because I just feel like, you know what I mean? And this we talked about. I feel like I go in with the intentions that I'm going to be with this person.
That's the problem.
I'm always good, like, oh my God, like, yeah, like, he's cool, he's fab. Are we going to have kids together? Are we going to get married?
The thing is, like, I be thinking about it, like, bitch, how do people find their people?
I would love to know.
Right? Because I'm not going to hold you. Like, I saw this shit yesterday. It was somebody I used to talk to, right? We was talking. I'm like, you know, just awfully, just very like, I'm like, okay, it's a relationship, right? Then all of a sudden, you know, Twitter be suggesting you shit. And I'm like, you're about to get engaged? Someone, you don't know him.
Yes, I do.
You don't know him.
I do know him.
You don't. I would tell you if you knew him.
I feel like I do know him.
You don't know him. But
every piece you talk to, I know.
You don't know this one.
Oh, this is like back in the day.
Yeah, very low key. I mean, back in the day, then we rekindled, obviously, because, you know, newly single, rekindled. And then,
so now he's engaged?
Yeah. Because I remember it was like, which is not a problem, but I was just like, oh my God.
Girl, wow. Engaged. Wow. Damn, girl. You think we'll ever get engaged?
I don't want to.
I do want to be engaged. I don't mind. I don't mind having a long engagement.
I thought it was only a year. You need to know if you want me.
No, I said I wouldn't mind a long engagement. I could be engaged to my man for like 5-6 years.
You said you can't do that. So I can't.
Now think about it, because I'm sorry. Marriage is a very big commitment. I'm sorry, yeah. Like, can I really be committed for somebody for the rest of my life?
Can you?
Can I? I think I can. And listen, if it's my man, girl, it's over. He is really me and him.
The way you just get tempted when you're out.
It's only when the liquor's flowing. But
and when is the liquor not flowing?
Let me tell you right now. I would never.
When?
I would never. If my man is really good to me and, you know, he's perfect for me, I'm not going to cheat on him at all. I wouldn't. Mm. Would you cheat? I couldn't. I just really couldn't do it. I'm sorry. But if I find that you cheat on me, girl, oh.
I don't think I would cheat. Would I cheat?
Dude, that silence is loud enough, girl. You should have a look of mix-up.
I would never cheat. I'm over here thinking, girl, I would never cheat.
Mm-mm. I'm so saying, sorry. If I
bitch, I was loyal to somebody I wasn't even in a relationship with.
Girl, you were. You went to war for that one, girl.
Girl, I was exclusive for something I didn't have a title on, bitch. You shitting me.
Yeah, we should talk about that, girl. Throw it on the table.
I'm not talking about it. It's over.
Is that door closed?
The door is creaked.
Oh, girl. Is it?
No, it's closed.
Girl, get closed, girl. It's closed, girl.
Not you wanted my door to be closed because yours is closed.
Girl, mine is closed, girl.
It's mine. The thing is...
Yours is closed. You think that person's going to come back to the door, girl?
I think they will, but I don't think I'm into it anymore.
Yeah, I think...
I would want to be into it anymore. The thing is... I feel like we were young. You know what I'm saying? We're both older now. Mm-hmm. We were never in the same city. I feel like under some circumstances, like if everything was like,
right, you guys be together.
I think so.
I think so too. I've never seen you act that crazy. This bitch is insane, y'all. This bitch, I ain't never met a girl like you.
And you know what the thing is? That was like my first, like, you know, first person I ever liked. Mm-hmm. Like, first situation I ever liked. And you know what? I really do like, I'm like, I regret that. I'm really too happy that happened for me because I really know it's like how I really go to war for somebody, girl.
Girl, yeah.
And how I could be, before that, I never thought I could like anybody. Ever. You know, I don't like anyone, bitch.
That's actually so insane.
I don't like people.
Girl, I had crushes all day, every day.
Okay, a crush is a crush. Oh, you cute, and then move on, bitch. You cute, bitch. We all cute.
Oh, like actually liking somebody? Yeah, uh-uh.
Girl, you know me. I've never liked anyone. So for me to really go down bad like that.
Girl, this bitch is insane, girl. Girl, she... You know, and that's shows, why... But I like that, though.
And that's why I got crush on, no, imagine.
Girl.
No, never like that. No, but it's just like, girl.
No, I get it, though. I was talking to somebody about it last night, actually. Yeah, homeboy. Oh, so annoying. Ugh. He was like, you could tell. He was like, oh, you could tell you want a toxic relationship, whatever. I just believe somebody be crazy with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you see who you're wearing. You
I need like somebody to be crazy. If I'm crazy for you, can you be crazy for me? I've never had that. I really want somebody like, damn, Ricky, get home now. I want that. Denzel, shut up. Could you say anybody too?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to say, yo, babe, can you come home? Yes. Not have a great night. And then go home. No, I don't want that. I want men to come home.
That is so toxic. How
I love it.
I
love it.
No, that is toxic. I love it.
Like, honestly, people say, oh, people be like, oh my God, like, that's a problem. I'm sorry. If there is another man commenting in my, you know, my comment section.
You want to be like jealous?
I'll hit me up and say, who is this? Period.
I feel like you want that because you've never had that. If you have that, it's
I would love it.
That's not a cute feeling.
Have you had that?
Huh?
Have you had that?
Yeah.
I love it. I want it. I'm like, oh, damn.
I'm low-key going through something like that right now and we're not even together.
Do I know that? I do know that.
I do. I'm still Aquarius.
Kickstand?
No.
Oh. Girl!
Who you in Miami with? Who's in your room? It's me saying nobody, but my bed had a mirror. It was...
Who was it? Who was it? Oh, the Miami one.
So, but no, it's just like...
I want it. I want it.
I feel like it's just not... Mm-mm.
I feel like I want it to a certain extent. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I don't want too much. I just really want my man to be like, that's mine. Now y'all know that's mine. I've never had that, girl. I've never had that. I've never had that at all.
I don't think that's possible for me.
I want that. I want it.
No, but I'm like, I was, you know, I just be to be talking. Like, I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to be single forever. And I'm actually okay with it. You know, it's really hard to find someone like...
No, it's really hard, girl.
No,
honestly.
No, it's really hard to like really find someone, well, like, especially like to connect with and to, like really like to back to, you know, back to my own, you know, and be on the same wavelength.
Right. I'm gonna say it's so hard, girl.
But
nowadays.
Yeah, I'm crazy though. I don't like that about me.
That's what
that situation told me. I would never be that crazy ever again. But I'm so happy, girl. I said I was crazy, girl.
You should tell.
What is there to tell?
You should tell. It's because I feel like a lot of the listeners will be like, I agree.
No, girl, I was crazy. Girl, I think back.
So Denzel's like,
yeah, I was even looking back. You know, I was even looking back.
The text?
Not recent. It has been like a year since I looked back at our text. Mm. But I was looking at the text messages. I'm like, what? Like, first of all, like, look at the text. I'm like, why am I like, it was given very much like begging someone to love or like begging someone to care.
Yeah, girl.
Then it was it was just very, it was just the mood swing. It was just like the bipolarism. It was just a lot.
Which
I'm just saying, no, yeah, just like the hot, like good one day, not good the next. It was very hot.
Yeah, y'all's relationship was very much up and down, girl.
And it was only just because of communication. I don't know what it was communication. If I don't have communication, the shit is just not
going to work. At least talk to me.
We don't have to talk, but at least, I always say this, at least communicate that you can't communicate. I'm so sorry. Why is that so hard in a relationship? Like, why is that so hard? I just don't understand. It's so easy.
I think nowadays, a lot of people don't even communicate anymore.
No, it's just like that was the only problem I had, and that's a big ass problem. That was literally
let me look from my eyes looking into the situation.
Girl, that was all you tell me. That's what I said. It was only communication,
commitment.
What was that to be committed to?
I feel like that was very something that person should be committed to.
Well, no,
I'm sorry. That was like giving full on relationship, babe.
It was, but the thing is, we both was the same. Like we never. I mean, I'm not saying we never cheated on each other like we was in a relationship, but we never did until we stopped. He was like, "Oh, I thought you broke it off," and I was like, "Did you do something?"
Oh my God, I remember this.
Oh right.
Oh my God.
It was like we was exclusive. We didn't say we was exclusive, but we was just naturally exclusive.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, girl, we knew what the fucking game. It was fab.
Bitch,
yeah,
never
that,
get you geek like that.
Girl, bitch, geek, bitch. Watch sorry, y'all.
Yeah, you see, all her dating stories are good, bitch.
No, but then, you know, we stopped talking. We took a break. We stopped talking. And then I went back to New York. I was like, oh, I was like, did you do something? Like, while we wasn't, like, you know, even if it wasn't anything, it's so toxic. Like, I didn't want the relationship title was just too much for me at that time. But I was like, did you do anything? He was like, no. I looked at him. I knew he was lying to me, right?
Oh, my God. He was like, nah.
I was like, okay, cool. That's it. I knew he was lying off the bat, but
didn't you find out though?
He told me.
Oh wow.
He was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna hold you. Da da da. Like da da da. Okay, cool. I was like, I knew he was lying to me. It didn't break my heart. You see, I'd rather you tell me than for you to lie to me than tell me. You know what I'm trying to say? It's all about communication. Understanding. Like, I'm the most understanding bitch ever. Just let me know. That's it. I know when someone's lying. Like his whole body. I knew he was lying. I'm not that person. Like you a liar. You a liar, girl. That's you. That's Rick Ross so different. Yes, you doubt. You're a liar. You're lying to me.
And that's something I'm really trying to work on.
You're lying to me. You're lying. You're lying.
The thing is, to me, I always go from like 0 to 100.
Real, I'm calm. I'm a calm bitch.
0 to the calm bitch. I'm not like, what the fuck? You're lying to me. No more.
Even if I do, I'm like, you're really lying right now. No? Oh, all right.
Okay. But this point, girl, like arguing like that is just so exhausting. We love honestly. It. Now I'm over it, girl.
You love a ruckus, bitch. Come
I'm
on,
tired girl. Of looking like the crazy bitch. That's it. I'm done. I'm numb now, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still crazy.
Yeah,
I'll be looking back for context clues, messages, likes.
Girl, that's followers. You, girl. I don't know how you do that, girl. You really be going
through
that.
I don't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
I used to.
I stopped.
Did you now? Rick, tell us about your dating stories.
Should you even talk about that story?
No. Every time I have a situation, they never really interested in my friends because my friends just don't give what I give. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, not sorry. It's true. What's the problem?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying I don't give what I give.
What do you mean? What do you give that is so different from all of us?
I give me. We all different. Just like I don't give, like just like I don't give what you give.
But what do you, but.
I just say the negative
the
way.
The difference is, girl, mine, girl, this is find you interesting, too.
You see what I'm saying, girl? Everybody likes me, girl. No, but I'm saying, like, typically what I'm into, like, they're not into, like, anybody else. And if they are, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't see a problem with it, but I'm just saying it just doesn't give that. Like, but this one particularly. So okay, so y'all. My Instagram DMs are broken. I don't know why. So if you DM me, I can't see things. Instagram new, bitch. But I used to get hit up with DMs and a lot. And people wonder how our DMs are. Our DMs really be full, but, like, if your profile picture, you're not fine, I'm not clicking on it. Period. Okay, and this profile picture was too fab. I was looking. I was like, let me click on it. So this is like the first and last time I ever met up with someone from Instagram. Like people actually do that. The military one.
Oh!
He found me on Instagram.
Really?
He DM'd me.
Okay, bitch, bro.
So basically, it's a couple of years back. He DM'd me on Instagram. I saw that he was in the military. Fab, fine, from what I saw. Muscles, you know, like it was giving everything. And then cooked too. And we was talking for a bit, and then he was like, you know, I'm going to come to L.A. Like, I could always fly because, you know, I have my veteran, whatever. Like, he fly wherever.
Yeah.
So he was like, he's stationed in, like, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So he could take a flight to L.A. And I was like, okay, cute, five. And, like, why would I... When I think about it, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I'm talking to this man. I don't know this man like that. Flew him, then he stayed with me in my house. Like, what?
I know.
Bitch, I like what?
I
but then I was like, bitch, no one could ever, like, punk me in my own house. So,
that's
like,
right, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell fucking up.
No,
bitch.
But we was talking about... It wasn't much we was talking, so we was talking. It was probably, like, 2-3 months, and he finally came. So he came to my house, and, like, it was fine. It was cute. A lot shorter than what I expected.
A lot shorter. Shorter than me.
Let's calm down.
He was shorter than me.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
No, he's 5'11".
Girl, I'm trying to think. He was 5'9".
Nah, he was 5'11".
Denzel, that was a little
Well,
man.
You were taller. You shrunk. You did.
But still, he was shorter than me.
I don't think he was shorter.
He was shorter than me, girl. Girl, I would he never show all your friends, girl.
Yeah, you are such a liar, Ricky.
Put that man in your pocket, bitch.
Oh, Ricky.
Girl, that man was so little, girl. Ricky. He was very
small. He's 5'11". I give him 5'10". He doesn't even give 5'9".
Okay, but so anyways, you give him 5'10". I give him 5'9.5". Girl, I'm saying he was short, girl, from what I saw.
He but anyways, he's just big. He's big as shit, huh? He's big as shit.
I will say he did.
He was like,
yeah.
I was
like, yeah.
We was chilling. We was kicking. It was cool. It was fun. It was fab. You know, we did what we did, you know.
And then he just started, you know, hitting up all your friends.
Yeah. First of all, he was like the first person who really told me about myself. He was like, you're not the person I thought you were. And I was like, why? He was like, you don't play... that role you said you were.
A bitch.
No.
Yes, a bitch.
I don't like using those terms on this, you know.
Why?
I'm not that girl. To let you know.
He thought you were a lady, but you're not.
Yeah.
I told you, girl.
He was like, you're very dominant for someone who says you're, you know. And I was like, oh, I just like that word. It's just so cute to me. I'm like, but I'm not. He was like, you're very dominant. Too dominant for me. I was like, okay, cool. But now he's so submissive. But anyways, the roles have changed. But anyways, I took him out. We went to our friend's apartment. We all chilled. We all cool.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. And he cooked. You know what I'm saying? And then
He did cook. Damn, bitch, that food was good, girl.
He cooked for me. Then he went there. He cooked. And then it was fine. Little do I know, like a couple of months later, right? He was in everybody's DMs, right? He was in all y'all DMs, right?
Mm-hmm. Be like, oh my God, when I come to LA, let me cook for you. I'm like, Denzel, is this your piece? See, I'm just a real ass bitch. I said, Denzel,
you are a real ass bitch. I love a friend like that, bitch.
I said, Denzel, look.
Because I'm that type of friend, too. Like, I'm really never mad at the boy. It's more so the friend. Like, if you didn't tell me, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, boys, you know what I mean? Niggas gonna be niggas. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, the friend, like, yeah, isn't this? Yeah, I like shit like that.
Yeah, girl. I think,
but other bitches be real sneaky and don't let you know. You see, that's the type of shit that make a bitch go crazy.
Girl, I had to let you know, girl. I was like, this is weird.
I don't like that. Like, you just say, if I bring someone around and, like, they hit you up separately, that's fine. As long as you let me know, it's fine. I'm never going, like, oh, why are you hitting up? I just respect the fact that you let me know. And I said, if you want to hang out, you want to hang out. I was like, okay.
It's crazy, girl. It's like two other your friends.
And I was like, yeah, did y'all link up with him? I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of bitch. I don't care. But it's just the fact that I was let known first. That's all I care about.
Period.
You know? Yeah. Bitch, because y'all gonna do whatever the fuck y'all gonna do. Y'all grown. I'm not gonna be like, you know, you can't hang out, you can't see. If I was not told about it, we gonna have a problem. Cause then I'm thinking bitches being sneaky. Yeah, I don't care, girl. Everybody's for everybody, girl. Like, we all have our own pieces. Like, in our friend group, we all have, like, the one or the two. Like, all right, bitch, it's not given.
Yeah, girl, let them know, girl.
Like, don't overlook. But this one's for grabs.
Girl, no one wants to grab that.
I'm not talking about that, girl. I'm talking about in general.
Oh. No, I'm just saying in general. Nobody's going to...
Well, it was a different time then. The girls were feeling it. Ooh, yeah, she's so big, filling up all the muscles and all that.
Gave,
yeah,
it gave a fantasy.
Yeah, what's his name of Housewives? Was it Bolo? Was
it Bolo?
Bolo. It gave Bolo. Ricky, let's talk about your stories.
You talk about my story. Well, we have one particular story, and this is something that I will never, ever, ever forgive Denzel for. But you know, he did it because he thought it was funny.
I didn't do anything. I just minded my business. That's all.
Okay. All right, you guys. So let's talk about the time where... how do we fix? I don't even know.
We're talking about the time that Ricky hooked up in the AG. Well, sorry. I say AG.
You say AG because it's New York.
As you guys know, a stud.
Yes. Well, you know, we were at this party or whatever. Very cute. And, girl, I don't know how to say this, girl.
Ricky was so scared.
Girl, I'm sorry.
Okay, so basically, we went to this party, and it was cute. It was fab. It was like an all-black party situation.
It was like during Martin Luther King Day, right?
No, it was in the summertime.
Okay, period. Was it Labor Day? Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. Yes, Juneteenth. Come on, bitch.
Yes.
It was Juneteenth. You know, all the black parties was out, and it was
so fab.
It was so fab, so giving, you know, food, people, vibes, bada bing, bada boom. And we went to a night situation, and it was cute, and it was fab. And, like, I love this because, you know, the boys be out, the niggas be out, like, the girls be out, everybody be out. Like, it's a good time.
Yeah.
And it's our people, you know what I'm trying to say?
It's fab.
Yeah, and it was me, Ricky, and our other friend. We also had all the other friends there, but I dipped off because I saw one of my pieces, so I dipped off. But when I came back, Ricky and our other friend, this girl, was both talking to this person.
Yeah, I brought the person up to you.
Yeah, you brought the person up to me. And I was like, okay, cute, fab. And like off rip, I already noticed the AG, like down.
The fact that you knew that was AG the whole time and you didn't fucking tell me. Bitch, I was so happy.
I shouldn't tell you. You was into it. It's all about what you into.
I was into it.
No, because if I tell you it was, then it would have backed you off. You would have felt the type of way, right? Which is fine, I get
it's
it.
It's fine, but...
It's cute.
It could have been, you could have let me know what the tea was.
Because no
I knew
tea.
Something was, I knew something was off a little bit. Why? Because I was like, you know, because after that, we went back to the hotel. Because I said, I'm getting it tonight. I said, yeah, I'm going
to
get it tonight.
Before you even got to the hotel, Ricky, you came to me. He's like, I was about to be on. I'm going to the hotel. I'm coming to my room. I said, yes.
Yeah, bitch. So, you know, I went to the hotel, whatever. And, you know, immediately I got butt ass naked. I was like, yeah.
And that's your problem.
Quick. Girl, as soon as we get to the hotel room, I strip, but I take it. I got to bed. I said, okay, I'm ready. And then they're like, oh, no, let's chill. I'm like, wait, we got a hotel room. What do you think it's going to be? Like, come on, I'm ready to get it. Let's go. No, chill. I'm like, okay, like, wait, take your shirt off. No. I'm like, can you just take your shirt off? Like, let me see. Took off the shirt. I saw a sports bra. I said, oh, my God. I was like,
I want to live within those times.
So when
they took the shirt off,
yes.
What was going through your mind? How did they react?
I was like, look, I have no problem with it, but that's just not for me. You know what I'm saying?
She was attracted to like the energy.
Yeah,
they were fine. they were fine. How did you feel?
I was very surprised. I was like, oh my God. And then
you thought it was something else, and yeah.
Yeah, it was the fact that, and then they got to the bed, and I was like, so are you going to tell me about your tea? And they're like, what do you mean? I said, your tea. We really going to talk about this right now?
Is that for me, bitch? Now we really going to talk about this right now?
Yes. I was like, oh, okay, like, I know that you know, you're not a man. Mm-hmm. You know, you're an AG.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
And then the AG was like, oh, why are you mad? I have expensive things to make you come.
Period. Did they?
No, Giselle, because I just, you know.
The thing is, you're such a lady.
That's I'm such a lady. I couldn't do lady. It. You're such a lady. I was like, look, I'm not knocking lady. It. I just couldn't do it, girl. Yeah, I was very nervous.
You're so nervous.
I just couldn't imagine somebody like me bent over and somebody sticking something in me. I just can't imagine, like, you know.
No, they were fine.
They were very fine. But it was like, why? You could have let me know.
Yeah.
Like, they try to mess around and, like, turn it on me. Be like, oh, so why? You got a problem with that? I was like, I just didn't know.
No, that's so.
I knew, because I'm trying to tell you, when we were making out, I said, this feels like a Tinder kiss. Like, it felt like. It didn't give, like, a nigga. It did not, girl. And I was like, okay. Yeah, it was an experience, you know? I mean, I
love that for you.
I was
when you called me, bitch, I died.
I was like, Denzel, dot.
Because I was looking, I was like, that's an AG.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't tell me.
Because. It's,
you see me come on this podcast, girl. You make a fool out of me, bitch.
That's not making a fool out of
me. Yeah, you would have told me, bitch. I'll let you know. Look, honestly, if there was a situation, I would have let you know. I'm like, yo, Denzel. And I'll let you know, Denzel. Just like all the time, girl.
You know, the thing is, you were so happy. Ricky, if you would have saw how happy
I was so happy.
You was, and I was like, you always say, I was like, you know what? I didn't want to give very much, like, oh, like I'm running down on your parade.
Or you could have told me, bitch.
No, I saw you. I was very happy. I don't understand. If you would have saw, bitch, when I say my bitch was happy,
girl, I was so
she
happy.
She was gloating.
And it was like right after I got in my relationship, too. And I was like, oh my God.
I don't want to rain on her parade. And I was like, she made me into it. I thought she was actually going to be into it because it's the energy.
It was the energy, but...
The energy was like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the energy was, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, you might be into it. I really didn't want... You were so... Ricky, you... It was the game of regular.
I just love my meat. You know what I mean?
You do.
I really do. And I just said, there was no meat there. I was like, wow.
Nah, it was fine.
It was fine though. Like, honestly. I'm like, yeah, you know, she was cute, but she just wasn't for me.
That's so crazy.
Girl, that's how gay I am, honestly, truly.
That's what I'm saying. You're such a lady.
I am such a lady. I literally am so intimate.
But you know you attract a lot of them now.
All the time. They love you. Like, if you ever want to try something new, hit us up. I'm like, what? Damn.
Girl, try.
I just don't like vagina. I can't do it.
But who told you it was going to give that, though? You don't know if it's going to give that.
What do you mean?
Like... How about if it's not giving like you like with them, but how about they just want to please you? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh. No, because I like to please back.
Yeah, you're a pleaser.
I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Can you? I just can't. I can't do it. I'm only one.
Maybe I told you something was a threesome situation.
Yeah, I thought I could. I can't.
You can't.
I swear, look, girl, I'm trying to tell you, girl, I am so gay. It's actually insane, bitch. Like, literally, I thought, like, how hell got to yell? I'm trying to hook up with a girl.
You always say, like, Denzel, I'm actually bisexual. I remember. Like, Ricky, you've literally said this so many times. This is one, the last time you were so serious. You said, I'm bisexual. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I thought I could do it. And then one time a girl was trying to kiss me. I was like, it's not for me. No, it's not for me. But yeah, like, you know, I'm like,
I can do it. You know, I was with my girl in Miami.
That was actually weird, Denzel. Like, seeing Denzel make out with a girl, I was like, oh my God, wow.
Why?
I don't know. You know,
that's how I was like. That's like what
so
I was.
Are you bisexual?
No. I mean, when I have my child, I will be.
Period.
Next year.
What year,
Ricky, I've never seen
God bless
Ricky,
her, girl.
Ricky, oh my God. I remember we saw Ricky's piece again. And it was like, Ricky.
Did you mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
I just am not interested.
Yeah. Y'all can be friends, though.
We can be friends. I think we can be friends because I feel like she's going to mess around. She wants more. I don't.
I love that for you now. Oof. They be treating you like the way you want to be treated.
No, honestly, I told you I miss homegirl.
Yes.
I was like, maybe I should do it.
Yeah, maybe I should do it.
Like, damn, let me take you out. Fuck.
The thing is that you be so geeked and gassed. Like, you be so...
Yeah, in the moment. Make
you be like, oh my God.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm such a very, like, I told you I'm a very sexual person. So it's like, I'm sorry. I need one thing and one thing only. Dick.
She needs the peen.
I need the peen. I need it.
Self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, you guys. So when we come back, we're going to be doing my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? We'll talk about We Bump It To. Alrighty, you guys. We're back, and it's time for my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? We talk about We Bump It To.
You
don't
get tired of yourself, don't you?
I do, honestly, sometimes. It's annoying.
Oh my God, you're so funny. What's my jam? I'm bumping to Dolce.
Oh, period.
What it is.
What it is, ho.
Oh, what's up?
That's a cute song.
I love it. It's I like so it. Cute. It's so
it's
catchy.
It's so catchy and it's so like pop. I like it.
I love it.
I love it.
What's yours?
Thundercat.
Ah, you haven't listened to him in a minute.
I haven't. I didn't really get into his latest album, and I got into it. Amazing. I love Thundercat.
I love Thundercat. For a long time.
Oh, yes, girl. You've been here for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's a lot.
Well, that was it for this podcast. We did talk about awful dating stories. Or just our dating stories.
Just our dating stories, honestly. You know, what we go through dating, you know.
And everything.
Will we find true love? Because, I mean, we talk about it all the time on our podcast. Will we find true love?
I
want you love to find me.
I was just about to say that.
Period.
Look at you growing.
You know, I'm not chasing no man no more, girl. Girl, let me tell you right now. Before Ricky T will mess around and do the absolute most for a man, I'm giving nothing now, girl.
I love that.
You know?
Growth.
If you want to, you know, holler at me, treat me like a queen.
Oh, well, I like to get treated like a king. yeah, you know, we just... Talk about what y'all want us to talk about.
Yeah, y'all love to talk about our dating lives, girl.
So next time, we'll probably just get in more depth. I feel like we'll go more deeper. There's so
we'll do deeper you need. Girl, well, you know me, I'm an open book on this show, girl.
Oh, yeah, no, you know me, girl.
Girl. You know, I want you to really talk about how you hooked up the alley, girl.
Oh, my God. No.
We'll talk about that in this little podcast. All right, you guys. Well,
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.
Bye.
Bye.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.